This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Ten Commandments.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. The Ten Commandments. This is your brother Abdul Wahab Salim, and we are looking at commandment number seven. And this commandment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ, and fulfill the measure and fulfill the weight. بِالْقِسْطِ, with justice. So the commandment over here is another one of those social commandments. Notice this verse that we're looking at, verse number 52. A lot of it has to do with social causes. A lot of it has to do with means for us to become civil citizens of society. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, take care of the orphans. Of course, He told you not to take their wealth and not to do anything to their wealth, but He's implying, take care of that whole genre of society, the orphans within society. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you, when you're about to transact with one another, then have manners of transact. One of the main manners of transactions is, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ, fulfill the measures. When you're giving somebody something and it's in measurement, basically al-kayl means volume, historically and even in modern day, most things are either weighed with in a measurement in volume, or they're weighed with the weight itself, as in the kilograms or the liters, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whether it happens to be the kilos or it happens to be the liters, you make sure that you're measuring properly. You make sure that there's ifa occurring. Notice in some verses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells people, do not bring a defect within the measurement. So don't decrease your measurement. Over here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you to complete and perfect the measurement. Why? Because these are those powerful commandments that command to all things that are good. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't stop at just don't decrease the measurement. Give him as much as he deserves. Allah says, perfect it and complete it. Even if you have to go beyond to perfect it at times, then go ahead and do that, because that is when you are actually living up to these commandments. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Stick to this commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. Perfect the measure and perfect also the weight of things. And along with this, any other concept when it comes to sales. And I remember one of my mashayikh told me that his sheikh, he used to sell trees. Okay, imagine that for a second. He used to sell trees. And what he would do is, as he's selling the trees, he would make sure that the person that's buying from him, he knows every single fault within the tree. Even if a branch is a little bit crooked or the leaves are coming off or something, he would walk around the entire tree looking for all the defects within the tree. And he'll say, well, look over here, there's a little scratch. Of course trees have scratch, man, come on. But he'll go from tree to tree whilst he's selling, making sure that the person sees all the problems, even insignificant problems within the trees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in his wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally put barakah in this man's wealth. And I'll tell you from personal experience as well. I've tried this. When you sell your personal products, even if it's your car, don't do that little paint job at the end and say, well, this car has no problem, never been in a car accident. If you want to tell him all of the problems within it. And that's why Allah's Prophet ﷺ said, he said what? He said that if they end up telling the truth, فَإِن صَدَقَا وَبَيَّنَا بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. If they end up telling the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would put barakah in their wealth. وَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. And if they end up lying to one another and hiding the faults within the product at hand, or within the money, for example, if it happens to be gold, it's not really full gold, or etc., right? Allah's Prophet ﷺ said that Allah takes away the barakah from that sale. You want barakah in your transactions, then live up to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to your transactions. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ. And by the way, when Allah is saying بِالْقِسْطِ at the end, remember, justice is for the buyer and the salesman alike. In Islam, we don't just look at the person that's buying stuff and we say, well, this guy deserves his right because he's a client. We also have rights for the person that's a salesman and the merchant. Miskeen merchant. In certain parts of the world, there's always the client, client, client. The merchant, we forget there that he also has rights as well, to a degree. Look at this. لا ضرر ولا ضرار. There is no harm and there is no mutual harm, to a degree, that if a buyer, He comes and purchases something, and accidentally the salesman sells it for a lower price than it was actually marketed for. Maybe, for example, it had the wrong price tag, or for example, it was sitting in the wrong shelf, etc. The buyer, in an ideal situation within Islamic law, has the right to find that the seller has, within the ideal situation in Islamic law, has a right to go to the buyer and say, well, you know what, I accidentally sold it to you for that price. Would you be able to give it back to me? Ideally, the person should give it back to him. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man aqala nadiman bay'atahu, aqala Allahu athratahu yawm al-qiyamah." Whoever ends up allowing the person that had, you know, that has remorse about a transaction that he's gotten himself into, then he allows him to discontinue in the transaction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away his sins on the Day of Judgment. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take mine and yours and all of our sins away on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها. We do not burden a soul except that which it can bear. So this particular interjection within the passage, notice all of those passages that you're looking at throughout, they are a command to the Prophet ﷺ to deliver a message on. So it's almost as if the Prophet ﷺ is speaking. But every now and then, to hit a point right home run, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the tense to him speaking. So now Allah says, لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Yes, I've given you 7 commandments before. They seem very difficult, but believe you me, I haven't burdened the soul that which it cannot bear. So the action item today is when you start selling, make sure you're telling all of the faults of the product at hand. And don't do the last minute paint job just so you can sell your car and so on and so forth. If you end up doing it, then tell the person that this was a car that was in a car accident. This was a product that has a bit of a defect. I fixed it up. I patched it up. You'd like to purchase it? Go ahead. So the person doesn't end up cursing you when he buys and he finds, well, this car just fell apart. Or this engine, it was working now, but now it's not working anymore. Right? You don't want to have the people's curses on you. You want to live in peace. And just because of a few dollars, you don't want that, you know, burden on yourself. Jazakum Allahu khairan for listening. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.